Best Show News. Officials from the United States National Aeronautics and Space Administration are visiting Australia this week. They include Administrator Bill Nelson and Deputy Administrator Pamela Malroy. The itinerary includes a visit to the Australian Space Agency in Adelaide, meetings at Parliament House in Canberra, and an address tomorrow by Bill Nelson to the National Press Club. The visitors have launched a new Indigenous internship program. To mark the visit, on Monday, the Minister for Industry and Science, Ed Husic, announced grants for two successful consortia under the federal government's Moon to Mars Trailblazer initiative. Under this initiative, a semi-autonomous lunar rover will be built to collect lunar regolith, that's dirt, and deliver it to a NASA Science In Situ Resource Utilization Facility. The NASA facility will attempt to extract oxygen from the sample. The two successful consortia are the AROS Consortium and the EPE Lunar Outpost Oceana Consortium. Each will receive $4 million to design early-stage prototypes of the semi-autonomous rover. The target launch date is 2026. Each winning consortium is made up of a mixture of Australian industries, space startups, major resources companies, universities, and other research partners. The name AROS, that's A-R-O-S-E, is an acronym for Australian Remote Operations for Space and Earth. The consortium is led by the Fugro and Nova Systems companies. Woodside Energy and Rio Tinto will provide knowledge transfer of their terrestrial robotic and automation capabilities. Now, AROS Chief Executive Officer Leanne Cunold was quoted as saying,
AROS was created to help secure Australia's role in the international space sector and to drive knowledge from space to ground and ground to space. Australia has world-leading expertise in managing remote operations and robotics in complex and hazardous environments, making us an ideal partner for developing critical space technologies. AROS is a partner-driven organization with a clear vision to attract the best talent and technology to support local and international space missions. The ripple effect of projects like Trailblazer and the overall benefits they can bring to all Australians cannot be overestimated. Just as the Apollo mission inspired a generation of aspiring astronauts, Trailblazer has the power to motivate our future space scientists, engineers, and tech specialists. They will see Australian smarts, expertise, and technologies in action on the moon, demonstrating Australia's emerging role in space.
The chair of AROS, David Flanagan, noted,
Trailblazer provides Australia with a once-in-a-generation opportunity to stimulate our sovereign space industry, create jobs in Australia and support the growth of industries. It will provide access to international supply chains, build space technology capability, grow skills, and create interest in STEM and related careers. Space technologies and capabilities will increasingly become a critical driver of Australian exports, jobs and economic competitiveness. What we learn in space will bring significant advancements across many sectors, including resources, agriculture, health, manufacturing, and utilities.
The other selected consortium involves the company EPE, which provides design and integration activities and delivers niche capabilities in robotics, sensors, and effectors for development in hazardous environments. Also in the second consortium is Lunar Outpost, which has raised $12 million in venture funding. It is developing the commercially funded 15-kilogram mobile autonomous prospecting platform rover. This is scheduled for delivery this year. and it will go to the lunar South Pole by a lander built by the Intuitive Machines Company. Now, the awkwardly named EPE and Lunar Outpost Oceania Consortium also includes BHP, Northrop Grumman Australia, RMIT University's Space Industry Hub, and Melbourne University's Space Laboratory. Others are the University of Adelaide, Innovor, the Australian National University, Element Robotics, the Colorado School of Mines, Sabre Astronautics, T-Tomic, and One Giant Leaf, VIPAC, and finally CD3D. Well, who knew that a moon rover could be so complicated as to need all these fingers in the pie? The two consortia are contracted to deliver their initial design and prototype by June of 2024. After assessment, the winner will be chosen, and that winner will be awarded a Stage 2 contract. As mentioned earlier in this report, the National Indigenous Space Academy was launched yesterday in Adelaide. The program will see up to five Indigenous Australian university students undertake a 10-week full-time summer internship program at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. The undergraduate or postgraduate students will be chosen from those studying the so-called STEM subjects. These are science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Before departure for California, the students will attend what the Australian Space Agency is calling a space boot camp. The National Indigenous Space Academy is being delivered by Monash University, overseen by Professor Chris Lawrence, who himself is Indigenous.
Let's take a trip to the moon. Come on, let's go for the moon. I wanna go to the moon. Let's take a trip to the moon.